So today we are going to continue with part number two. And I have with us our special guest, Kent Flieger. He's the state soil health specialist here in South Dakota. He's with the USDA, Department of Agriculture, the NRCS office. Good morning, Kent. Nice to have you here with us this morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, enjoy kind of a rainy day. So first of all, get us up to date on some of the things you get to do as the state soil health specialist.
Yeah, so as state soil health specialist here in South Dakota, I have a fantastic job. I get to work with our landowners and our farmers and ranchers throughout the state, and I primarily work with them on the soil health practices. So that's can be quite the gamut of things. So I do a lot with producers if they have sometimes problematic areas with soils and fields. You know, a special focus is salinity in the James River Valley, trying to remediate those areas. Or if they're just looking to kind of produce long-term management practices that can really, really help their operation.
And I think that is one of the goals, improving soil health. You start hearing about all the different programs and steps that are available through that and available for it.
Yeah, so NRCS has a whole gamut of options to work with us on, and everything that we do within our agency is voluntary. So we're unique in that aspect. But we do have, we provide technical assistance, and that's kind of the main thing our agency is known for, is the technical assistance side. So that's producers, landowners can work with us if they just have technical questions or need help planning. And we also have financial programs that have become quite popular over the past couple of decades.
Ah, so you got some of those programs available that you can talk about?
Yeah, so we have a couple that are really popular with our producers and landowners in South Dakota. The first one would be the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, which we call shorthand EQIP. Mm-hmm. And that one is really well known for installing kind of structural practices related to grazing, for example, like cross fencing and pipelines and wells and tanks for livestock and the management of them on grasslands. It also does quite a bit with nutrient management on cropland. Cover crops is a popular practice that's adopted or chosen through that program as well. And then the second program that's really popular and really grown over the past decade or two is called CSP, or the Conservation Stewardship Program. And that's a program kind of all-encompassing on a producer's operation. So it looks at the conservation practices that they're already doing, and then also conservation practices they may want to add on as new practices to their operation. And then through the combination of those two things they're already doing, and management practice they want to add on, then they usually sign up for a 5-year contract, and then they can get reimbursed for new practices.
You think about this again, NRCS being in business here for 90 years plus. Now you start looking at the technology that you guys are using just over your career, you know, making our way through that. I mean, some of this has really been tweaked, and what improvements it's made.
Yeah, so technology is moving at a fast pace, as I think most of us recognize, and that includes in agriculture, and really agriculture oftentimes at the forefront of technology innovation and practices. So just even in the course of my career, which is 23-plus years now, our agency has adopted a lot of different technologies that we can use to help producers evaluate their land, evaluate what their practices are, look at practices that might improve it both on the financial side and on the soil health side, too.
When you look at some of the clients, customers, that producers that are participating with you in programs, of course, we're always pushing to get the young producers involved. And, of course, the secret is to keep them involved in agriculture. But when you look at those that you are visiting with, are you seeing a pickup at all, Kent, here with some of those with the younger generation?
Yeah, I really think we are, from my standpoint. You know, and we certainly have some programs and financial assistance that's kind of tailored to the younger producers that are out there, or even if they're not so young but new to agriculture, it's still tailored to them. And a lot of these programs, they can help them, you know, offset some of those costs of adopting practices and kind of keep you, your books in the black or justify some of these practices. You know, a lot of our younger producers, you know, some of our are doing newer practices to South Dakota. Some of our, what we call kind of smaller scale ag or specialty crops that they might be doing on smaller acreages. So we really expanded our base of producers we work with. We've got certainly our traditional row crop and ranching producers that are out there, but then there's kind of a whole new generation that are working on smaller acreages, but producing some high-value crops on smaller parts.
A lot of great information. I know we could probably go on for quite a while talking about these programs. Kent, if somebody is looking for some more information, the best way to reach out to you guys is how?
Yeah, so there's many ways to reach out to our agency. The first would be that there's service centers in just about every county in the state. And those service centers are staffed with local staff that usually live within the community. So they know kind of the opportunities within the landscape in that county. And so they can work well with producers one-on-one, get kind of good one-on-one time with that producer, and they can visit their operations and look at the opportunities for them there. So that would be the first way, I would say, is look at your local service center. There's also, you can just hop on the internet, look at our NRCS website, which is nrcs.usda.gov. And then you can pick your state. So if you're in South Dakota, you can look for South Dakota's site. There's also other ways, if you're on social media. NRCS has an X or Twitter presence, if you will. And those would be the best ways that I think you can contact us.
Sounds great. Well, Kent, I appreciate you taking some time here talking to us today as we team up with the NRCS office and talk about these programs. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
Kent Flieger, again, State Soil Health Specialist with the USDA NRCS office. I appreciate their time here today.